The EPA's recent announcement about water quality standards for PFAS will have far-reaching impacts for water utilities. I'm WHQR reporter Kelly Knoyer here with the story on those financial impacts. On Wednesday, the EPA announced final drinking water regulations for six PFAS, or forever chemicals. The levels set were much lower than many states had determined as safe levels for PFAS, creating a far more protective national standard. Cami Bellamy is a spokesperson for the Cape Fear Public Utility Authority, which is already meeting those standards.
We are well below those levels, thanks to the granular activated carbon filters that CFPUA brought online in October 2022.
The Cape Fear region beat the EPA to the punch because of the shocking revelation in 2017 that the Cape Fear River is contaminated with Gen X, one of the compounds the EPA has now set standards for. That discovery set off a wave of outrage and activism and led North Carolina to become a leading state for research on forever chemicals. It also led CFPUA and other public utilities along the Cape Fear to invest in significant new filters. Between CFPUA, Brunswick County, and H2GO, utilities in the Cape Fear region are spending hundreds of millions of dollars on removing forever chemicals.
Our filtered facility to remove PFAS from drinking water cost our ratepayers $46 million. There was no federal assistance available at the time we were designing and constructing our facility. The polluter has not stepped up to assist with those costs, so those costs fell entirely on our ratepayers.
That comes out to an average of $5 per month per ratepayer. According to EPA estimates, between 4 and 7,000 utilities around the country currently have PFAS contamination levels above the allowable limit. While the Biden administration has set aside $9 billion in funding for PFAS mitigation, that's only enough to cover 195 plants similar to CFPUA's, or just under 5% of the low end of the federal government's estimates. There is other money available because of recent class action lawsuits against PFAS manufacturers, but that's still just $10 billion additional dollars. Mike McGill is the president of Water PIO, a company that helps water utilities communicate with the public. Several of the utilities he works with were beneficiaries of the $10 billion lawsuit.
To say that these lawsuits are coming and the infrastructure funding's coming, it's, you know, pardon the pun, a drop in the bucket. It is not enough.
Other utilities he works with have confidential settlement agreements with polluters, but these court cases take years. CFPUA is still in the process of suing Chemours for its contamination of the Cape Fear River, and there's no telling how long that case will drag on. And that's a case where there's a specific company to blame, which isn't always the case.
WSSC outside D.C., they don't have a proven polluter on their waterway, the Potomac River. They have no one they can point to and sue. So the customers are going to bear the brunt of $1.5 to $3 billion for advanced treatment on their water.
And there's another problem. Every utility in the country now has 3 years to comply with testing requirements to monitor for PFAS. And the nation doesn't necessarily have the testing infrastructure to manage all of that right now.
And the testing apparatus that EPA talked about, the monitoring, our testing infrastructure is falling apart.
Add to that another problem. There are only a few successful and proven methods to filter out PFAS, granulated activated carbon and reverse osmosis being the most common. While other methods are under development, there will suddenly be a lot more demand for the materials needed, which could potentially drive up costs. Under the EPA's new rules, utilities need to be meeting these standards by 2029. So that demand will ramp up quickly. Here's Cami Bellamy.
I do anticipate utilities across the country, as they're looking at what are very expensive facilities to design and build, rate increases are going to have to be part of the conversation for a lot of those utilities.
While a lot of advocates are thrilled by the new EPA protections, they only serve to protect drinking water, not necessarily prevent contamination in the environment. And PFAS are in millions of consumer goods, which accounts for 80% of the average person's exposure to the chemicals, according to the EPA. Mike McGill says that's where the enforcement should be, in a ban on all non-essential uses.
It's in toilet paper, feminine products, deodorants, contact lenses. It's everywhere and in ways that we're putting it right on or in our bodies. That's got to go.
For WHQR, I'm Kelly Knoyer.